In his landscapes, Cole often included America's indigenous peoples. But they are invariably dwarfed by the vastness of the scene, as though they themselves are merely features of the natural world. The embodiment of the Enlightenment idea of the noble savage, an idealized, uncorrupted people living a pure life connected to nature. But underpinning Cole's work was a fear that the American wilderness and its inhabitants would inevitably be tamed, even destroyed, in the process of creating a new nation. In his masterpiece, An Allegory of Civilization in Five Paintings, Cole fused landscape with an imagined history to challenge mainstream ideas about America's future. These five paintings tell an epic story, the story of the rise and the fall of a great civilization. And they're influenced by an historical theory that saw the past as an endless cycle of rises and falls and that was popular in the 19th century. It begins with what Thomas Cole called the savage state. This is a primordial earth. There's a hunter chasing a stag across the landscape. In the background is his village, which is a cluster of animal skin tents, which look almost exactly like the teepees of the Plains Indians. And this supposedly savage state was the level of civilization that many Americans thought that the Native Americans had reached before the arrival of Europeans. But it's the next stage, the Arcadian, the pastoral state, that in many ways is Thomas Cole's ideal. In this painting, mankind has discovered agriculture. There's a farmer plowing his field, there's a shepherd with his flock, and because food is now plentiful,